Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/dansbookreviews. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Dan the Art Man's Book Reviews, Episode 28, A Wizard of Earthsea by Ursula K. Le Guin. This was an interesting book. At first, I didn't like it. It seemed to need to learn the rule, show, don't tell. You may have learned what that means in a previous episode. I feel like it was simply telling me everything. I didn't feel connected to the story or the characters. I felt like I had stepped into the world of Earthsea and was reading a nonfiction history book. Once a huge event happened with the main character, though, I was interested. It held my attention after that, too. If that major event was all there was, I wouldn't have been able to finish the book. The cool factor of it shaking up the life of the protagonist would have eventually worn off. The story became more focused after that, though. For the most part, it narrowed in. It stopped brushing over months of Ged's life and started taking us through the smaller moments with him. I finally began to feel that I was on the journey with Ged. A lot more cool stuff happens, and though the story kind of meanders, it was a pleasant read and stayed interesting. I read this novel because it was on the list of a book club I joined at the beginning of the year. Our goal is to try and read 52 books in 52 weeks, which makes up the year. I would have put this book down if it hadn't been for a friend telling me he hoped I finished it. I kept giving it a chance, and eventually I got to the big event and it won me over. There are some great epic battles in here, and some pretty cool bad guys. This is not one of my favorite fantasy novels by any means, but it was a pretty good read. Beyond all of that, it is one of the classics of fantasy. I would recommend this book if you like reading older fantasy like Tolkien. Give it a chance. It might surprise you. It surprised me. I want to tell you that for you, the listener of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial membership to give you the chance to check out their service. A free audiobook that's worth a lot of money. Personally, I would like to recommend to you The Wizard of Earthsea by Ursula K. Le Guin, the book I just reviewed. Sorry, A Wizard of Earthsea, the Earthsea Cycle Book 1. It's narrated by Rob Inglis, who I knew previously from listening to the audiobooks for The Hobbit and all three Lord of the Rings books. The Lord of the Rings books and the Wizard of Earthsea books are about all this guy has narrated, but he's really good. In The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, when there's like a little song, he actually sings it. It was awesome. And he does a great job with these books. Also, if you kind of think about these books being written around the same time as The Lord of the Rings, you can just kind of get into it a little faster, because it's definitely not modern fiction, so, you know, it has a bit of a different style. This guy's voice draws you into that world really well. So if you've listened to all the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit audiobooks, but you want more from this narrator, A Wizard of Earthsea, it's where you gotta go. Also, like I said, it was an awesome book, and I'm glad I read it. I'm also glad that Rob Inglis narrates it. So, to get this audiobook for free, or any other audiobook of your choice, go to audibletrial.com/dansbookreviews. That's audibletrial.com/dansbookreviews to download your free audiobook today. Now, let's get back to that review. Alright, so yeah, a bit of a slow starter, but I'm really glad I stuck with it and hung in there. Just like with Dune, I was really glad I had read it after I gave it a chance. I hear a lot of people say things like, I give a book the first paragraph, and if I like it, then I'll give it the first page, and then the first chapter. Otherwise, they'll just put the book down and move on to another book. And I'll also hear people say things like, if I'm not into it within this amount of time, I don't read the book. And I do think that there is some good wisdom in that, in some ways, because you only live for so long, and there are so very many books to read, so many awesome books to read, that there's just not enough time to read them all. So many books, so little time. So why waste time reading a bad book? I think that's some good wisdom right there. At the same time, you've got to wonder if a book is a classic, or if it's a book that just has like a gajillion five-star reviews, or you just keep hearing about it from people that they just loved this book, and you start reading it and it's just not for you. Okay, maybe put it down and move on, but maybe go back to that friend who said it was awesome. Ask them why. Tell them why you're struggling with it and that you just want to put it down and you don't want to read it. I loved this book and I did not want to finish it, but my friend told me, dude, it's an awesome book. You really should finish it. So I did. And before too long, I got into it, and from that point on, I liked it the rest of the way. And I almost wonder with this book, part of that was just kind of me. I had been reading a ton of more modern sci-fi and fantasy, and so part of it was probably just me, like, getting back into the writing style of the time this book was written. I've always heard Ursula K. Le Guin's name thrown around, that she's one of the great writers of fantasy. I think she wrote something called Dragon Riders of Pern. Pretty sure she also writes science fiction. But at any rate, this is a classic. It's the first book in a series, so if you like it, there's more there for you. Like I said, the narrator only did these books and The Lord of the Rings, so there's just a lot to get out of this book and the audiobook. That's all I've got for you guys this week. Stay tuned, because next week I'm reviewing Shadow Ops Control Point by Mike Cole. This is another fantasy novel, except it is very modern. It takes place in current time, and it's kind of like a military fantasy novel. Usually you have like a military science fiction novel. This is more like if you are discovered to have magic, the military snatches you up and controls you so that they can use your magical abilities for their purposes. Pretty cool, right? I actually kind of didn't like this book very much, but there was some really cool stuff in it, so I'll tell you about it. Lots of people loved it. I've also heard that people really liked the second book in this series, and those people liked the book because all the stuff they didn't like about the book I'm going to review next week wasn't in there. But I think we've got some great things to expect from this Mike Cole guy, because he has just awesome ideas, and some parts of the book were pretty spectacular. So let's get into that next week. I'll see you then. Mike, take it away.
This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works license. Music by Kevin MacLeod, found at incompetech.com. The website that goes with this podcast can be found at dandantheartman.com. And you can follow Dan on Twitter, Google+, and Facebook at DanTheArtMan. For Dan, this is Mike Luoma saying happy reading, and we'll see you next time.